What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 211. All right. So full disclaimer, this is going to be a little bit longer of an intro because I got a couple things to tell you all about that are very, very important. So having said that, though, before we dive into that, I do want to let you know that today's episode is going to be a lot of fun because you probably all heard the saying, nice guys finish last. And, you know, I think it's true, but it's not true because of the reasons that I think so many of us think. We all think, oh, well, if you're a nice guy, you know, all the mean people, the bad people, they're getting around you. They're trying to slit your throat and pass you up. Well, here's the thing. Maybe being nice should never actually be the goal. I know that sounds crazy, right? We all want to be nice and we all want to be blah, 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 right? No, maybe being nice is not the goal. Maybe just being a good person is, which those two things don't always overlap. And I'll explain to you here in a minute why that is. Now, as far as the announcements, two big things. Number one, if you're listening to this as it comes out, it is December 1st, which means we are kicking off our Crosso Meets Christmas, our Crosso Christmas, right? What we've done the past 2 years is we ask all of you out there to submit to us people who are in need this holiday season. As it is such a magical time for so many of us, it's not for everybody out there. There's a lot of people who are stressing out about trying to buy Christmas presents maybe for their kids and also trying to, you know, pay the bills and keep food on the table and all that type of stuff. And so we want to, with this business and obviously with this podcast, like legacy is a big thing. And hopefully leaving behind the world a better place than we found it is something that we can strive to do. And this is one of the ways that we aim to do that, which is getting out Crosso Meet to people who are in need. So what you need to do is you can hit me up on social media, on my Primal King account or at our Crosso Meets account. You can send an email, info@crossomeets.com, and let us know who the person is, a little bit about their situation. And that way we can make sure that when we get all the submissions, we can pick, you know, it's usually a couple of people. And guys, we've been able to donate close to 1,000 pounds of our beef. And for those of you out there that buy from us, we don't have the cheapest meat available, right? We don't aim to be the cheapest. We aim to be the best. And so that is a lot of money going out there. Hopefully a lot of great beef that people are really, really loving. And with all of your help and with some of the sponsors that have come on, some amazing people have helped us to grow even bigger. And we want to take it to the next level this year. So if you're in a position and you know somebody, please nominate them, send it in, info@crossomeets.com, or just hit me up on any of our social media platforms. I don't care if it's a personal account, if it's, you know, our Crosso Meets account, Primal King account, any of them, just shoot those over. Okay, lastly, real quick, what we've also done, and this is something that I am so excited about, is we have launched our soaps and salves with Crosso Meets. So I know that a lot of you that listen to this are dudes, right? Love you ladies that listen as well, but I know it's a lot of dudes out there. And a lot of times us dudes, we don't really care about skincare products, right? It's like, oh, what's the cheapest? I'll grab that. It'll work. You know, it'll wash the pits and the cracks and whatever else, right? Well, here's the deal. You want to make sure that you're using stuff that does not have a whole bunch of chemicals in it. And one of the things that I think a lot of us worry about is what we eat. Great. But also, what are we putting on our skin every day? What are we using as lotions? Or if you don't use lotion, what are you using as soaps? And I know for me, I want to make sure that I'm like using good stuff. And so what we did is we were able to find a way to use our beef tallow, kind of like they do and they used to do back in the old school, right? Like literally in the like hundreds or even thousands of years ago, to be able to use that tallow, mix it with some absolutely 100% organic and natural ingredients, some essential oils to give the smells. And now what we are able to provide you with is some of the best soaps and salves. If you don't know what a salve is, it's essentially lotion. I didn't know what a salve is like 3 weeks ago, so I don't blame you. But now we have the soaps, we have the salves, we have a few different options. If you, again, are a dude, I know you probably don't want the cowgirl sunrise. It does smell amazing on your women, but it's not so much probably for us. So we do have the Simple Man soap, which is, again, it's simple. It's like 4 ingredients, all natural, all organic. You don't got to worry about all that junk that you're putting on your skin. So if you're looking for maybe a present for Christmas for your significant other, great spot to do it. We did sell out of some of it. We should be restocked hopefully before Christmas again, but you can also go to crossomeets.com and check out the soaps and salves. So there's all of my announcements. Number one, Crosso Christmas. Let us know if there's somebody in your life who really, really needs a little bit of help this year. We could potentially get them some 100% free beef. We'll ship it to them for free, everything for free. We just want to make sure that the stress is a little bit less than what maybe it has been. Secondly, if you want some soaps and salves, go to Crossbow Meats, check it out, get yourself some good stuff there. All right, everybody, after this elongated intro, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for another episode here. So, you know, last week, it was another off week, and I've heard from a few people, Derek, you keep missing weeks. And the reality is that I didn't have any intention on missing last week, but it just ended up, again, like it seems like always, getting extremely crazy. Not only did we have Thanksgiving, but we were doing a bunch of stuff on the ranch side and a bunch of family and friends in town and everything else, and it just didn't work out. And again, I need to plan better, so full responsibility. I just didn't get it done. And so that's on me, and I am, again, renewing my vow to do the very best that I can to make sure that this is a little bit more consistent. So some of you who really do listen to every episode, maybe so you don't get mad at me, right? But not only that, I also love doing this. And so there you go. And I guess one other thing I would say is that as much as I do love doing this, this is not the, the thing that obviously pays the bills around here. It's about 15 other things it feels like that we got going on that does that. And sometimes priorities just have to take place, and it is what it is. So there you go. There's my dog ate my homework excuse for this week. But having said that, you know, one of the cool things about spending a bunch of time with a bunch of people and everything else is some of the conversations. And, you know, me and a couple friends were having this conversation, and it really goes into what I want to chat with you about today, which is, so when we first took over the ranch, you know, when, you know, after everything happened and we went to the buyout and everything else. And if you don't know about that, you can always go back to episode one of the podcast and the first three kind of break down everything. And I don't remember if I've really talked about it much, but, you know, when we first took over, and I'll never forget signing my name for the very first time as president of Crossbow Ranch Inc. You know, in terms of what our ranch is, that's kind of like the corporate entity of our ranch. And it was just so weird for me because that had always been my dad, right? Like I remember growing up seeing paperwork, it was always Dave Wilson, you know, Crossbow Ranch president, you know, or president Crossbow Ranch, whatever. And so in the very first time that I signed a paper as the president with the title and everything else, it was literally like one of the most humbling things that I've ever done. It's, you know, it was just crazy, right? It was surreal, humbling, all of that. And, you know, there's a lot that went into it too, right? Like I didn't ever want to be the president of Crossbow Ranch. Like that was never my path. Or, you know, like six, 7 years ago, if you'd ever asked me if that would be my future, I would have thought you were crazy, right? And so it was just so crazy. But having said that, after I got the title of president, that means the decisions start coming at you, and you have to start, you know, making all of these decisions that, again, just on a sometimes hourly or daily or weekly basis or whatever, these things are coming at you. Well, one of those things is, you know, when you have a ranch and you have cattle and all this other stuff, cattle get out. And, you know, when cattle get out, people get mad. And this, again, is what led into the conversation and really the larger topic of this, which is, you know, going back and not really, you know, just kind of trying to feel my way through this. One of my biggest goals is, you know what, I just want to be nice to our neighbors. I want to, you know, make them happy. And, you know, just like a quick preface to this, it's definitely not all of our neighbors. But when I was having this conversation, one of my friends was like, you know what, like, I think you were just too nice when this all happened. You know, when you took over, like you were too nice to your neighbors, because, you know, within Idaho, it's what's called an open range state. So if our cows get out and they're on somebody else's property, we really don't have a huge obligation to go and get them. In fact, it's their responsibility to fence our animals out more so than it is our responsibility to fence them in. Like, for example, if we have a cow that gets out, gets smashed on the highway, we actually, believe it or not, we're not responsible for it. Now, there is, you know, a certain length of time, like there's certain things in there as well, but that's kind of the overview of it. So having said that, you know, one neighbor in particular, when our cows would get out, it's like, I would bend over backwards. It's like just trying to keep the peace, want to be nice, want to be a good neighbor, all of those things. And then what you start realizing is you're teaching people how they can treat you, right? Like in life, all the time, you're always kind of by your actions, by what you're doing, what you're willing to take maybe, we're always essentially teaching people how you know, like what's acceptable in terms of how they treat us. And like, we probably all know the people to where it's like, yeah, you don't mess around with that guy or that girl, right? Like you don't joke with them. You don't make fun of them or tease them or whatever it is because they just don't take it, right? And then there's other people that are like, you could tease them all night, laugh, have fun, and it's great. And really the difference in between those two people is that they have essentially taught you how they're willing to be treated. And whether that's good or bad, right? Like, yeah, do you want everybody scared of you? Probably not. Do you want people picking on you and teasing you all the time? Probably not. But both of those kind of ways that you treat people are essentially learned behavior, right? Like even when you're a kid, you might make fun of somebody and that kid smacks you in the nose and you're like, okay, not going to make fun of that person anymore, right? And then there might be another kid where you make fun of him and he does nothing, and or maybe you get a rise out of him in a different way. And so you keep making fun of him. And so again, like we're always kind of teaching people how we're willing to be treated. And it really comes back to this whole nice concept, because again, like when I started this, when I had to sign my name as the president, when I had to start making these decisions, I made a mistake. I made the mistake of wanting to be the nice guy, right? With all of our neighbors, or, you know, when our cows get out, I wanted to be the nice guy. And I still struggle with this a lot, you know, just in full transparency. But the reality is that I did not do myself any favors by being the nice guy. In fact, like what I think so many of us struggle with is we want to be the nice guy, right? We want people to be like, yeah, you know, he's such a nice guy, or she's such a nice person. And in reality, what we should be striving for is to be a good person, right? Because a good person doesn't always have to be nice. In fact, I know some great people who aren't always necessarily nice. And we hear all the time as well, like, you know, nice guys finish last and everything. And that's true. But why is it? It's not because nice is good necessarily. Nice people might lie straight to your face just to keep you from being uncomfortable, when in fact, maybe what you really need is a good person being honest with you. And instead, we take the nice route and it's like, oh, you know, we'd rather be nice, and yeah, it's fine. And what you're going through is, it's their fault anyways, even though in your head you're thinking it's totally your fault. And so rather than being a good person and being honest, we would rather be the nice person and appease them. And over time, this absolutely destroys us. Because what happened in my instance is it got to the point with one particular neighbor to where it's like, no more, right? Like, not going to do it anymore, man. Like, you've taken advantage of me being nice. You've taken advantage of us trying to bend over backwards. And then you get into a really weird situation. This is a lot of times where you get into pretty big time conflict. Because what you've done is you've taught them how they can treat you. And then you get to a point to where you're like, enough is enough. And then they don't know how to react because now you're requiring them or trying to teach them to treat you differently. And there's already a path there. Look at it this way. Maybe you've been in a relationship and you were the nice guy or you were the nice girl, and your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend or whatever, they just keep pushing you and you keep taking it because, oh, they're so cute and they're so nice and they're, you know, whatever, right? They got such a great body or whatever it is, and they keep pushing you and you keep being the nice person, nice person, nice person. Then finally you snap and they're like, oh my gosh, you're a psychopath. And it's like, no, I can't be this nice anymore, right? Like, I want to be a good person, but you're taking advantage of me because I'm nice. I mean, even think back, like I remember in high school, it was always like the nice guy was always the one who was off like with some girl crying on his shoulder and never had a girlfriend, right? Like that's what nice will get you. It'll get you, you know, some girlfriends, right? But most girls don't want to date that nice guy. They want a good guy. They want a good man. But most people don't want the nice people. But for whatever reason, our society has gotten to a point now to where we have made this like weird thing of being nice should be the whole goal of everything, right? Just be a nice person. Just be nice, right? Like there's even like little signs, just be nice. And it's funny because, you know, I think as a Christian, a lot of us think that, hey, if you're a Christian, you need to be nice to everybody, right? Christianity preaches that, preaches tolerance and be nice. But here's what's really funny is that, you know how many times the Bible actually mentions nice? Exactly zero times. Now, the word nice, it actually comes from like the 12th to 13th centuries, and it was referred to as being careless, clumsy, and weak. So what's so fascinating to me is that even from a biblical standpoint, even if you are, you know, a Christian or a person of faith, nice isn't usually found. In fact, like if you look back through the history, most nice people are taken advantage of, or they might even, nice people might even be considered actually bad people because they enable things to happen. Even like in our current culture now, I would argue that a big part of the reason as to why so much craziness and so much really like the decline of our country is happening is because we are nice people. You know, when I look back at, you know, people that went before me, family members, ancestors, friends of family members, like these old guys and stuff, they weren't nice. Like they were not nice people. They were good people in a lot of sense, but they had this tolerance of BS to where they weren't going to be nice. Like I'll never forget, like my 80 something year old great grandmother at the time when I came back from college and she looks at me and she's like, boy, you sure, your face sure got fat. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so mean. You know, I want my grandma to be nice. And it's like, no, she was literally telling the truth. She was a great woman. In fact, I named my first daughter after her. And she was a very, very good person. But sometimes she wasn't very nice. But also at the same time, sometimes we need that. We need that true, honest feedback. And going back to the conversation and kind of where this all stemmed from was, if I had taken the approach right when I first took over, you know, as president of CrossO, if I would have made the commitment, you know what, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be a good person in this business as much as I can. And I'm going to do the best that I can to be fair. I don't want to be a bad person. I don't want to be a mean person. I want to be a good person. But sometimes that means setting expectations the right way. Sometimes that means, you know, doing things that maybe even could be considered as being a little bit mean. But if you're being a good person and you're being honest and truthful, who cares about being nice? Really, like if you were going to say to your spouse, either I want you to be a good person or a nice person, because there's a lot of nice people that cheat on their spouses, right? Like we all know them. They're super nice to your face and they're all lovey-dovey. And then they're out, you know, boinking whoever, right? Where at the other side of that, I would rather have a good wife, right? Or, you know, maybe for you, you would rather have a good man, a good husband, right? Because you know that even if they aren't always the nicest to you, they are good people and they're not going to do something that would jeopardize your marriage or jeopardize you, lead you into something that would be unsafe or anything like that because they're good people. And so the more and more I think about this, it's just like, yeah, it is so true that when I very, very first started this company, or excuse me, started the president of this corporation, if I would have just done that one simple thing, if I would have just made the commitment that, hey, I'm going to be good at this. I'm going to be do the best that I can to become a good man and, you know, make decisions based off of being a good person, great. But instead, again, like what I did is I started making decisions hoping that somebody else would think that I was nice. And what ended up happening is that people took advantage of that. Because, see, my dad had always done things a certain way. And when people would reach out to him, he knew the rules. He knew everything else. And again, like he was a good guy about it, but he wasn't necessarily nice. It might be, hey, I'll get there when I get there. And if you want, you know, if you don't want him over there, fix your fence. And you kind of get to that point to where you just, when you're so nice, you're going to get taken advantage of. And I really feel like that happened. And in fact, in the conversation we were having, it was like, you know, when your dad died, you know, a friend of mine saying like, you know, when your dad died, all of these people took this as an opportunity to kind of step in and impose their will on you. You're a lot younger. You're brand new to this. It was a perfect opportunity for them to be able to step in and do that. Now, maybe you're somebody, maybe you inherited a business, or maybe you took over a business for your parents or something like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, maybe it's like the, you know, manufacturers of your products or, you know, distributors or whatever, they look at you and they're like, oh, I can hop in and I might be able to exploit this situation. And you maybe being new in the business are like, yeah, I want to be nice. I don't want to piss people off as soon as I very first start. Like, because that was the thing for me. It was like when I very first started in this, it was like the last thing I want to do after losing my dad and going through all the BS with my stepmom and the buyout and moving. It was like the last thing I want to do right now is to fight with somebody. Right. It was just like kind of go along to get along. I don't want to fight with anybody. I want to be nice. I want to be happy. You know, I want them to be happy with us, you know, really show them that we're putting in the effort and blah, 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 blah. And then it completely backfired. And because of that, it's caused like literally years of problems after that. And so it really does come full circle when you're thinking about this. And so if you are somebody who's young, I would highly encourage you to think about when you go into a relationship, be a good person, but don't be a nice person, because that niceness, that wears off. And at some point, they're going to be left seeing who you truly are, right? It might be in 2 weeks from now. It might be in 2 months from now. It might be in 2 years from now. But that nice is eventually going to run off. And then what's going to happen is that person's going to look at you and be like, what happened to my nice husband that used to just do everything for me and, you know, would bend over backwards? And if I would say jump, he would say how high, and he no longer does that, because that niceness, it can't last forever. It's fake. But if you're a good person, right, and you do good things and good deeds and you're trying and everything else, but you're not trying to be that overly nice person, that I think is where we should all strive. Again, like even within our society right now, we have a lot of really nice men. I would say in our country, we have a lot of really nice people, right? Just kind of want to go along to get along. You know, it's not my job guy, right? I don't want to ruffle feathers. I just want to be a nice guy. When I go to work, I just want everyone to say, what a nice guy he is. You know, what a sweetheart, right? And it's like, no, that should never be the goal. The goal should be, at least my goal, I feel like, is that when I get to the end of this life, I want people to look at me and say, he was a good man. Maybe we had some problems here and there. Maybe we had disagreements, but I knew he was a good man. You know, my kids, right? Like, I'm not always nice to my kids. And if you're somebody who is always nice to your kids, number one, you're probably taking drugs or something, right? But if you're always nice to your kids, what do you think is going to happen when your kids grow up and they see somebody who isn't being nice to them? When they finally get into a relationship or they get into a job and they're in a, you know, some type of dynamic to where that person isn't nice to them, right? Like, again, I always want to be fair with my kids. Absolutely. I want to be a great dad for my kids. But being a great dad and being nice, those two things are really, really far apart sometimes. Because if they do something they're not supposed to, I'm not going to be the one that's like, it's okay, honey. I know you wanted to steal that. And I know you thought you needed it more than they did. But, you know, maybe we should just like think about putting that back and maybe not stealing anymore. It's like, no. That's where you have to step in. It's no more nice dad at this point. And really, it's like that in every relationship. And so I would say, like, if you're somebody who consistently gets taken advantage of, this is something that you should really, really consider. Are you just being the nice guy or the nice gal? Or are you actually being a good person? Because those two things, again, can be very, very different. And I know, like, how frustrating it is for so many people that are like, all I do is I give and I give and I give. And that's great. But if you're doing that and you're getting screwed over time and time again, if you're getting, you know, used and abused, and if you're getting, you know, taken advantage of, maybe being nice isn't the answer. Like I said, go back to the Bible. Jesus never talked about us being nice, right? There's never a passage where it's like, hey, be nice people. No, that's not in the Bible. It's not biblical. It's not anywhere. But for some reason, somehow that's all seeped into our culture. And now all of us, hey, if you don't think that, you know, I should go and, you know, whatever, right? Like some of this weird stuff that we see, you're just mean. No, I'm not mean. I'm just not being nice about it. I'm being a good person, standing up for what I believe in. That has no bearing on whether or not I'm a good person or a bad person. I may not be a nice person all the time. I may not be nice to my kids when they're doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. I may not be nice if, you know, people are trying to take advantage of me, but I still can always stick to my principles and try to be a good person. So again, if you're getting taken advantage of, if you're always the nice guy and you keep finishing last, it's about time you do something about that. Again, it's not helpful. It's not biblical. No matter how you want to term it, it's not good for you in the long run. And sooner or later, it'll catch up to you like it caught up to me. And I thought it was just such a fascinating conversation because it did. It just kind of helped, you know, really change the paradigm of how I look at nice. You know, again, like we've all been taught, be nice to your sister, right? Be nice to your brother. And it's like, no, maybe we should be fair to your brother, right? Stop being mean, right? But we also, at the same time, it's not a matter of being nice. Be good people. There you go. There's my message for today. Hope you guys have had an awesome week. I also hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're surrounded by friends and family and food and fun and all that type of stuff. And yeah, we'll talk to y'all soon. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome week. See you next time.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.